I can bring home the bacon right up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody. I am super excited today to share with you a new friend at the Word of Mom Radio Network. This is Tracy Timmons, and I'm talking to Jennifer Dawn. She is a mastery level profit first certified coach. I said that really slowly because it's very impressive, and a Preventus Growth Academy coach. She has built two multi-million dollar businesses, is a published author and accomplished speaker. Jennifer is dedicated to creating positive change in the lives of entrepreneurs globally. She uses heart-centered and authentic principles to guide business owners in building financially solid companies, which in turn support and nourish overall well-being. I'm super excited to have her here. She is a coach. She has created an incredible planner, the best planner ever, and I have one of them in front of me as we speak, and it's really cool, and I'm really excited to be able to use it myself for 2019. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, Tracy. I'm really good. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Yeah, really excited to have you and really excited to share some of your great tips with our listeners and mompreneurs.
Oh, absolutely. So, I love mompreneurs. I happen to be one myself, so of course, I love them.
Absolutely. So tell me, how did this get started? What got you here?
You know, it's a very long story that I won't go into, you know, the long story, so I'll give you the short version, which is I think I was born an entrepreneur. I actually had an apple stand when I was 8 years old because I thought like a lemonade stand was so yesterday. And so I started an apple stand when I was very young. Looking back now, I realize that was probably the best business I ever had because the apples were free. I would just pick them off my grandfather's tree, and he was a chiropractor, and so the patients would be coming into his office, and my little stand was right there, and so I had like a steady stream of people to buy my apples. My inventory was free. It was like, you know, the best business ever. I got to keep all my money. I didn't pay taxes. It was fantastic. So
it was all downhill from there.
Right, it was all downhill from there. So then I went on to start my first quote real company when I was 23. I had no idea what I was doing. It was a software company. I was just stubborn. I was just determined. I grew that business from, actually, the first year I was in business, my sales were $300, and I grew it to seven figures, which was quite a journey, to say the least.
Wow, yeah.
I went on to sell that company, and then from there I went into corporate, and I became the software division president for a big $54 million manufacturing firm, and I was head of the software division because they'd bought a software company, and they were manufacturers, and they had no idea what to do with it. And so while I was there, I grew their business, the portion of the company, from about $300,000 in sales to $2.2 million in just under 2 years. And that was a little bit easier because I had a lot of resources because it was such a big company. I wasn't just on my own.
Right.
But I really didn't enjoy, it's a long story, but you know, it was a very male dominated industry, which is not an issue for me. But the ethics and the values of the company became a real problem, and there was a conflict there because there were problems in their software and they didn't want to fix them, and that just wasn't really how I operated. If I had found a problem in my previous software company, I fixed it. And so I decided to go back out on my own, and I started doing a little consulting, and then I was asked to lead a national network of women entrepreneurs, and they asked me to lead their accountability and masterminding circles. And it was interesting because I had had people say, you know, you should be a business coach, and I was like, why in the world would I want to do that? But then I was asked to lead these groups, and I really kind of fell into coaching and mentoring, and I loved it so much. And because I'd grown my own seven-figure business, I'd had experience on the corporate side as well. I had experience on both sides of the coin, and so. So after the networking group, that's really what kind of gave me the courage to coach out on my own. And I went out on my own. I started my coaching practice, and I've been going like gangbusters ever since. And it was actually in my coaching practice that I developed my planner because I needed a better tool. I couldn't find a planner that I really liked using. It was funny with the Women's Network, they had their own planner and I was of course supposed to use it, and I tried, but I hated it. It was just awful.
Yeah.
It just didn't work for me. And so after I'd stepped out on my own, I one day was just like, I've got to create something that's going to work. And it really did. It worked so well for me. I was saying to my husband one day, I was like, honey, oh my God, this is the best planner ever. And I was like, I think I'm going to name it that. And he looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm like, no, I'm totally going to name it that because it really is. And then I started using it with my coaching clients. They started getting results. And then, of course, that entrepreneurial part of me kicked in, and I said, all right, I'm going to make this its own business, which is now what I've done today. So there you go. That's a short version
right,
of a long
because
story.
Because it's a wonderful way for someone. I mean, look, I think that, you know, coaching is great, and finding someone who knows how to do what you're trying to do or can even help you to focus your own thoughts is a great thing and always money well spent. But a lot of times we think we can't afford something like that. But certainly, you know, the planner is sort of a great way to get your feet wet in some of the concepts that you're trying to put out there and help people in terms of organizing themselves. And I think it's a great way that maybe if you're not sure, you know, just to kind of get started and at least to start to put your thoughts down on paper. And then, you know, they could always then take the next step of getting your help with it. You know, wait a minute, what does this mean here? You know, how do I do this? But I think it's brilliant that, you know, you're not forcing someone into going the full coaching route in order to just get the benefit of the planner. And yet the coaching is available when somebody wants it. So I think that's really cool. And I know for me personally, what I was excited about in flipping through the planner is that I am still one of those people who likes to write things down on a piece of paper. In fact, it helps me remember, you know, using some kind of Google Calendar or something is nice for certain things, but I don't actually remember my schedule that way. You know, I need to write it down. And I need to have sometimes a piece of paper next to me and in front of me. And I've only, you know, started to flip through it a little bit, but what I love is you have sort of an overview for the year and then different monthly inspirations and ways to set up your goals for the month and for the day. And I'm excited about, I think that's sort of the way my brain works too. And I'm assuming that because you're doing this and you actually have it as a business that you've determined that a lot of people's brains do well that way. And laying things out that way, laying my plans out that way and my goals is going to be really helpful to me, I think. So I'm excited about it.
Oh, that's so awesome. And, you know, it's interesting because I used to make the mistake of thinking that I was planning because I was making a giant to-do list. And that was a huge mistake because I would go to bed when I was growing my software company. I mean, I would go to bed every day exhausted. Now, I'm married. I've been divorced and married again. I've got 3 children, one in college, one still in elementary school. So they kind of span across. They span across many ages. And there's a 10-year span there. I have animals, you know, I have 2 businesses, I'm busy. And I remember back to when I was growing my first software company, I didn't quite have as many kids back then, but I mean, I would just work all the hours that there were in a day and I would go to bed at night and I would just feel really crappy because I just couldn't get it all done. And back in those days, I really made the big mistake of thinking because I had made my giant to-do list, so I was so organized, and here's my big list of the 500 things I've got to get through today, I made the mistake of thinking that I was being productive and that I was accomplished, and I wasn't. I was just so busy, like soul-sucking busy. And these days, that has really shifted because in this business, I've really learned that there's a big difference between a to-do list and actual planning, strategy, you know, thinking through how your day is really going to look and setting your day up for success so that, 1, you don't work yourself into the ground, 2, you actually have time for a life, and 3, you go to bed at night and you actually feel like you got something done and you don't feel like, you know, there's never going to be enough hours in the day for me to get it all done. I rarely go to bed at night ever feeling that, and the crazy thing is I'm I'm way more successful and way more productive in my business than I ever was earlier on.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's great. And I know for me, everything you're saying, it's resonating a lot for me, because as someone who's got my finger in a few different things, and I find that there's the never-ending to-do list. There's the what must get done today. There's the what I'd like to get done today. And, you know, a lot of nights of just, you know, falling into bed exhausted and not even sure what I accomplished for the day. And I'm definitely getting better, and I've been lucky through this radio show to talk to some really great people, and I've had a few really great coaches myself and learned some things along the way. But I'm excited to share what you do, and as I said, use the planner to get myself more organized. And just to let the listeners know that Jennifer is going to be sharing some of her top tips with us through the next few weeks. We'll be putting that out on social media and linking back to this show. And Jennifer, in my research and what you've sent to us to get ready for this, you've told us a few of the topics that you cover. And I think what I'd like to do is just start throwing some of this by you, and maybe you can give our listeners some little snippets of what type of things they would learn in working with you.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, that sounds great. So I think what I'm going to do, instead of start that and then take the break, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break to thank our sponsors for today, and then we'll just launch into talking about some of the great things that you can share with people. I gave my soldier his orders for the day. He hated them, but he marched off with the sunrise. He fought more battles than anyone could ever know. He lost some, but he knew he could win the war. His faith waned over time, but he continued to give it his best. Some days the battle excited him. Some days he'd scream and get physical with me before he got out the door. The mental and physical pain will stay with him for life. School can be tough for a 9-year-old.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that bullying comes in many forms and can be directed at anyone, by anyone. At No Such Thing as a Bully, we are committed to making the world a better place by educating parents, teachers, co-workers, and maybe even you, to be aware of bully actions and victim responses. For more information on how to change the dynamics of difficult bullying situations, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in 4 colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And I am back with Jennifer Dawn. She is a business coach and the creator of the Best Planner Ever. And Jennifer, so excited to learn a little bit more of some of the great ways that you have become successful yourself. And I'm going to actually go right to the root of the topic that I've seen on your site and that you cover that I really want to hear about, which is why time management, and she puts time management in quotes, is killing your productivity. What can you tell me about that?
Oh, this is such a good topic, because I'm a huge, huge fan of time management and all the time management techniques out there. And I've definitely incorporated some of those into my own life, into my own business. But one of the things that I really found is that so many of those time management techniques were just like really killing me.
Yeah.
You know, the time blocking, for example. It was like, okay, so I tried time blocking where everything I'm going to do, here it is in this block of time. And I found that it was so claustrophobic for me and so
me
confining.
Too.
I just was like, this really sucks. And I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it anymore. Now, of course, I time block when I have a client appointment. I've got to be there at a certain time and I'm going to be on the phone for an hour. Okay, absolutely fine. But when I'm working on other things in my business and I, you know, I need to be in that creative mode for, to work on them, or if I'm not in, you know, the zone, we all know how it feels to work in the zone, you know, it may not necessarily happen at a certain time block in my schedule. And so what I've kind of done to shift that, and if you're a fan of time blocking and it works for you, fantastic. But for those of us who found like it really just didn't work that good, what I've done is I've shifted it to A, B, C, D, E. And you'll see this in the planner that you have where in the instead of a to-do list, what you have is A, B, C, D. And so what I found was to sit down and to really be productive with my time, I identify very first thing before I get busy in the day, what my A task is, and that's your A, yes. Right? So your A task is going to be that thing that you're going to do that's going to push you outside of your comfort zone. It is not going to be the client appointment or the vendor appointment or that not busy work, but kind of like the busy work that's important. We absolutely have to do it. That's going to be your B stuff because you know what? You're going to make the client call. You're going to meet with the vendor. You're going to do those things no matter what. So that's why those are Bs. But right. The A is that one thing, right? You know this, Tracy, that one thing that's in your heart, it's in your head, maybe you've been thinking about, and you're like, ugh, and you're kind of procrastinating it. But you know deep down, if you, like, do that outreach call, you go to that networking event, you follow up with that person, that inspiration that you got, but you're kind of a little bit maybe afraid to go and do, that's your A task. And so, and it can be, you know, it can be a 5 or a 10 minute thing, but that one phone call, that one email, that one, like, thing really pushes the envelope, and that's where you start to really see doors opening. So this is where, like, it's literally a 10-minute thing. I don't need to time block that, but I do need to get clear on what that task should be and making sure that I'm doing at least one of those every day. Then I can go to B's, and C is going to be things that you just do as you're able. D, you're going to love. D is delegate because it's that reminder. We can't do everything ourselves, right? And we need the reminder. I need the reminder. I need to see D and I need to ask myself, okay, wait, what can I be delegating? I have a team and I'm that person who will, like, do it myself, and then I have to be reminded, wait, delegate to the team, delegate to the team. And then you also have an E in there, and E is eliminate, because we do need to say no to some things. If we really want to be productive and have time to do other things, like, I don't know, live life, we've got to eliminate and we've got to say no to some things.
Wow, excellent. And you know, one of the things I love about working with coaches, you know, I'm a really smart person, and it took me a long time to realize that sometimes it is important to, and I guess it's similar to the whole delegate and eliminate part of what you're doing on the to-do list too. Like, and it's sometimes it's a matter of them teaching you something you didn't know, or sometimes it's a matter of just explaining it to you and focusing it in a way that you actually understand and you can actually implement it. And what you just laid out in some ways to me seems very obvious, but in other ways I think it's so important to realize that that's the way to set up your day, to realize that, you know, first of all, that, right, there's those B's, and that's when I spoke about the way my day goes, you know, there's the things I have to get done today. Well, those are the B's you're talking about, right? I have to do these things today. I have to interview these people today. I have to record this PSA. I have to, you know, those things have to get, and they're going to get done. I have appointments and they're going to happen. But that I make sure that there's always that A that's driving me forward. And that's the thing, to be honest, that often the A gets put on what you really put as the C list, the do it as you can list. It's like, well, I'm going to definitely do this. This is a priority. It's at the top of the list once I do all the things I absolutely have to do today. But, right, I think the key to a lot of us is finding a way to make that an A. So, like you said, even if it's 10 minutes that you spend doing that one thing, that's not an absolute, I have to do this today, but just is going to drive you forward for the future. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool. And then, obviously, for many of us women, learning how to delegate and or eliminate are just very important.
I know. They're so tough. They're so tough. You wouldn't think it would be, but it really is. And that's the other thing that, like, I, for myself in my own business, I needed that reminder every day. And so that's why That's also why in the planner you get a full page for every day, because I needed a full page. I have a busy life. It wasn't going to fit in a little box, and just a to-do list wasn't going to really didn't do it for me. So I needed those reminders to manage that to-do list and to transition out of just being busy, just doing all day long, because I actually used to think that's how I would meet my goals, was like, oh, just by getting busy. And now right. I've really learned to take a step back and slow down a little bit. You know, if I have gaps in my schedule, that's a really good thing. Sometimes I take that time just for extra planning. Sometimes I take that time, I need to step away, you know, yes. if I'm not in the best space or in the zone. And so this is where, you know, it's easy to get caught up in some of these time management techniques. But I found that sometimes I felt like sometimes it just kept me anchored to my desk, it felt like, just all the time with some of these other yeah. techniques. Whereas I really like gentle structure. I want to know what my key fundamentals are. Like, I've got to have an A task every day. Then I've got my important Bs. I know I need to delegate. I know I need to eliminate. Like, I need those fundamentals in front of me every day. And that's what mm-hmm. I found has actually made me super productive.
Yeah, wow, Jennifer, this is so cool. I'm really excited to share this and for our listeners to get some of these great tips. So one of the topics that I saw was 3 surprising ways your mindset is causing you to lose money. Tell me about that.
Okay, so it's interesting. I teach a lot of workshops and stuff around this too, and so we'll cover a couple of those surprising ways. So number one is going to be this mindset around, I have to be busy all the time. And I see people being busy, especially in my coaching practice, for a variety of reasons. And so sometimes we're busy for the wrong reasons. And it's this mindset that we're kind of stuck in. So one of the reasons why people are busier than they need to be will be because their ego. Really and truly ego will play into it. It's like, well, if I'm busy, it means that I'm important. And if I'm important, then I feel better about myself, right? And so this is a mindset that we get into that, well, I'm not important if I, you know, if I'm not keeping myself busy. And so one of the things that I really suggest is that you completely and totally check your ego at the door. The second that you can do that, you can start to step out of this mindset, which is causing you to lose money, because time is money. And wherever your time is going is going to affect how much money that you are able to earn in your business. And you're not going to earn as much when you are running around crazy all day long. So another reason that I see entrepreneurs being busier than they have to be, they're in this mindset of they're distracted. So they've got something going on big in their life, and I'm guilty of this too. I am not one to be like, oh, hey, you need to fix your junk, but I didn't fix mine. Like, I'm a big fixer of my own junk, and that's why I'm on the other side of fixing it, and I'm yes. able to help so many, you know, so many others. Because I remember in my first company, I was in a marriage that really just wasn't working, and I didn't know what to do about it because I had children with this man, and I had a business with this man, and it was just like all areas of my life were wrapped around this man and this marriage that wasn't working. And so instead of working on the marriage, I was working on the business. Now, granted, I grew a 7-figure company, which is great, but my personal life was really, really suffering. And so to distract myself from that, what did I do? I kept myself a lot busier than I needed to be. And so that's the other thing that can really cause you to lose money and be in a bad mindset, is that you're distracting yourself from something in your life that you need to work on. You need to heal, you need to face, you need to get in there. It's probably something scary. It's probably something that you really don't want to deal with, but you need to get in there and you need to deal with it. You need to heal it, get it fixed so that you can get into the right mindset to be able to then, you know, of course, go into your business and function in a way that will help you to achieve even further. And the third way that our mindset really affects the money that we're making is the story that we're telling ourselves. It's that self-talk that everybody has. Nobody is excluded from this. We all have this kind of self-talk that will pop up in our heads, and if that story that you're carrying is not a good story, it's really going to affect your mindset. It's really going to affect how you're able to earn money in your business. I have a wonderful client who's a doctor. A pediatrician, a brilliant pediatrician, and she was paying herself $100 a week. Okay, people, like, if you're just starting a brand new business, yeah, okay, you might be paying yourself $100 a week. But when you're a brilliant pediatrician with your own practice and you're paying yourself $100 a week, that's like a huge red flag. And as her and I, we worked together, it all came down to her mindset around money, where, you know, she became a doctor because she wanted to heal people, but she was having a really hard time charging for her services. And yeah. So once we kind of, you know, started to work on that mindset around it was okay to charge for her services. I mean, you think about it, you're sick, your kid's sick, you go to the doctor, they help them get better. You're like so grateful to like pay, like, let me pay right. somebody to help me with this problem, right? And her clients are very, very willing to pay her as well, but it was just her mindset around right. making money in the healing arts that was really causing her to suffer. And we've worked together for maybe like 4 months, and in the last 4 months we have found $100,000 in her business right now, and we're going out and we're getting that. So we've literally doubled the size of her practice in just a few short months, and it was all because of her mindset around the money.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. Jennifer, I'm telling you, I mean, first off, I'm just going to say to our listeners that I'm going to find a way to make sure Jennifer comes back, because we still have a lot more time left for today. But I think this is great. And as I told you guys, what we've already set up is that there will be, over the next few weeks, we will be sharing some of her tips. So just to kind of wrap things up in our last couple of minutes, Jennifer, I want you to just first tell people how to get in touch. You're going to have a discount for our listeners and a special page that they can contact you on. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to set up a page for you guys on my Best Planner Ever site. So it's just all one word, bestplannerever.com/WOM radio, and I will do a discount for any of you who would like to purchase a planner. I'm also going to throw some other freebies on there, and if you'd like, you'll be able to opt in and join my community. I actually do a free training once a month, and you could come to those free trainings, especially as business owners. You can learn so much about how to be more productive, how to make more money in your business, how to still have a full, happy, joyful life. So yes, I'll create a page for all of you guys, and anybody who's interested, I would love to have you visit it.
Yes, so definitely everybody go to bestplannerever.com/WOM radio. Check out all the free stuff there. Jennifer, what I'm going to do, since we literally have like another minute, is I'm going to just quickly go through what some of the other topics are that I know that you cover, and then you kind of give your quick 30-second what's the most important thing you want people to know today. And then, as I said, I definitely want to talk about having you back in the future. Some of the other big topics that I saw that Jennifer covers in her coaching are 5 effective ways to optimize your business for higher profits, how to fix frustrating cash flow problems in your business for good, how my client went from losing $20,000 a month to a net profit of $300,000 in only 11 months, and how to put $100,000 back on your bottom line in 1 hour or less. Everyone's going to want to know that one, Jennifer. So what's just your 30 seconds of the most important thing you want people to come away with today, and then we'll try to get you on to talk some more about some of those other topics.
Oh, nice. I would absolutely love to do that. You know, in 30 seconds or less, it's like the speed bonus round.
Exactly.
I think the biggest thing I would like to leave with you guys today is get help. You know, as a woman in business, when I started my first company, I really, for some reason, thought that, you know, I had to do it all by myself. And if I asked for help, I was somehow a failure or less than, you know, who I thought I was. And way back then when I first started, we really didn't have access to a lot of, you know, coaching and groups and masterminds and all these amazing tools that are available to us today. And so that would be my number one takeaway, is like, you don't have to shoulder this alone. You don't have to do it all yourself. 95% of all the problems that you have in your business right now have already been solved, right? But because you're not out there and you're not around people, you know, you're not working with a coach, you're not in a mastermind group, you just don't have access to the information. And so definitely, it doesn't have to be me. It could be anybody. But, you know, reach out, get yourself some help, especially if you're struggling. You don't have to go it alone. And you'll find that when you work with somebody who's already been there, done that, when you put yourself in a group with other entrepreneurs, you're going to learn so much. It's really, really going to shorten your curve. It's going to save you more time. It's going to save you money. And it'll just help you meet your goals that you have in business so much faster.
Wow, that's excellent. That's really great. So everybody, bestplannerever.com/WOM radio. This is Jennifer Dawn. Definitely check her out. And I'm going to do my best to bring her back with more, but we'll have some of her top tips over the next few weeks. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Jennifer.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Make today a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mompreneur Model Show today. And please be on the lookout over the next 3 weeks. We will be sharing on our website and on social media the top 3 business tips that Jennifer has for us. We will be giving one tip a week for the next 3 weeks, and make sure to look out for that. And don't forget to take advantage of the discount on the Best Planner Ever at bestplannerever.com/WOM radio. And she also has some free gifts available for you there if you go there. On Monday, we will be sharing artist and author Patty Grable. She's a really fun artist who works with spoons and has some really great stories to share, and we'll be sharing those as well. And don't forget to check out our holiday gift post on Facebook and the page on our website, wordofmomradio.com, for ideas on some great holiday gifts and special deals and discounts being offered by past, present, and future guests on the Word of Mom Radio Network. We will close out with the incredible song that Kelly Lewis and Wendy Kilman of Smith Sisters Bluegrass have so graciously shared with us, to remind you that the brave, bold, strong, true woman, she is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong, yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave.
Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.